Coming up on 2:40 here at Kate Radio, Afternoons with Aaron. And we're going to talk about an event that we always talk about each year here on Kate Radio, and that's the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament coming up this Saturday. Corey's dad, Don, joins us once again this year. Don Goodnature. And Donnie, a good afternoon. Always appreciate the time.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Good, nice to talk to you again.
The weather, I think, is going to be better than last year because I heard now just for folks that did not get a chance to get out there last year, what was it, kind of a complete wash away when it came to golf?
Yeah, I think we only played, or they only played maybe two holes at the most.
Oh,
and everybody
really? Okay.
Got just drenched. It I think we had like 3 inches of rain just in a matter of 3-4 hours or 2 hours or something.
Oh, really?
It was pretty nasty.
But still, the other festivities went on. I know there's like a live auction, silent auction, the pork chop dinner, all that stuff went without a problem.
Yep. Everything else was great. We had to have the auction, the live auction we normally have outside, that we had to have that inside Greenleaf clubhouse there. But everything went fine. We've learned over the years to adapt to whatever conditions we have.
I'll say the 16th annual event, and I'm sure year after year there's things that you learn from the previous year that you put forward in the following year.
Oh yeah. Yep. Every year is a little different, but like I said, we've learned to adapt to a lot of different things, and we've got a good group that can handle it. So it goes good.
Don Goodnature talking about the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event, again, coming up on Saturday. And I know people in Albert Lea, residents that have been here for a while, know about this event. But for those that have moved into the area and maybe are not familiar with the event, Don, if you just want to, and I always ask you this, just to talk about your son and talk about his story for those that maybe are new to this event, have never heard about it before. We want to make sure that they know what this is all about.
Yeah, Corey graduated in 1988, and after a couple years at college, he enlisted in the Army and eventually became a helicopter pilot with the 160th Special Operations Regiment. And they were on a rescue mission June 28th of 2005, rescue mission to pick up some Navy SEALs that they had dropped off on a mountaintop the day before. And when they went to pick them up, they got in trouble. They went to pick them up and the helicopter was shot down. And there was 16 people on board and they were all killed in the accident. The movie and book Lone Survivor was all based on this mission. So with some real local ties there with Corey being on that. On that helicopter and being the lead flight lead and pilot. So that's the way this all started. And the event was put together to remember him and keep his legacy alive and to honor him and all the rest of the guys on the mission. And we thought this would be a good way to do that, is to provide scholarships for graduating seniors in the county. We give out scholarships to graduating seniors at Albert Lea High School, Alden Conger, and Glenville Emmons every year.
And Don, the amount that you give out for scholarships, I mean, it's a really nice, you know, scholarships that are given out, because, I mean, you guys raise so much money during this event.
Yes. Yep. This year, well, the last 3 years, I believe, we've given out each recipient receives a $3,000 scholarship. And locally, I think we've been giving out 12 local scholarships, and then we donate $4,000 every year to the Night Stalker Association, and then they have a scholarship foundation, give out scholarships there to present Night Stalker's kids, and or the fallen too, their kids or spouses that would like to go to college too. So over the years that we've been doing this now, we're just under $400,000 that we've given out in scholarships. So it's been a really successful event. But you can attribute that to the people in the area that come out and support our event and donations and just everything. It's a good community.
John Goodnature again, talking about the 16th annual Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event coming up this Saturday at Greenlee Golf Course. And I know it's a dumb question. I'm assuming golf is full.
Actually, no. We don't. It's only a 9-hole event to begin with.
Oh, okay.
And the golfing is a minor part of it. It's just something for people to do and get together. It's not really a tournament. It's changed over the years. It's just an event, and people just have a great time. You might see foursomes. You'll see groups of 20 maybe out golfing on the same hole. The golf isn't like you think it would be. I mean, they play golf, but the rules of golf have changed a little bit for our event, and
okay,
it's just a fun time. Yep.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, we want to invite everybody out there for it's a day's worth of events. And at 12:30, the opening ceremonies, which I know is always a special time for this annual event. Talk about this year's opening ceremonies.
Yeah, this year, the opening ceremony, like you said, the opening ceremonies is really a great event and really a moving event most of the time. And this year now, something's different. We're going to have a bagpiper this year that we've never had before to go along with the honor guard that we have the local honor guard. In the ceremonies. So the opening ceremonies is at 12:30, and then around 1 o'clock we start the golf. Excuse me. All these times are not set in stone. I mean, everything, it fluctuates a little bit.
Yep.
You know, so like I said, 12:30 opening ceremonies, and then we'll golf around 1 o'clock. We start serving the meal around 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then the live auction is around 6:30 or so. And the silent auction starts at 11 in the morning and usually runs until about 6 o'clock or so when we pull the slips on that. But, the meal is open to anybody that wants to come out. You don't have to be a golfer to come out and take part in the silent auctions and the live auction or the opening ceremonies. It's open to the public. We welcome anybody and everybody, and the more people, the better.
Greenlee Golf Course again this Saturday, June 25th. And Don, I don't know if you have a list in front of you or just know maybe the top of your head. Talk about some of the bigger auction items that are going to be auctioned off on a Saturday.
Sure. We've got our live auction is really something. It seems to get bigger every year. And some of the things that we've got this year, we've got a one-year adult membership at Greenlee Golf Course and one-year adult membership at Wedgwood Golf Course. We've got a 70-inch LG flat screen TV with a 3-year warranty. And these are all items on the live auction. We've got NASCAR tickets. It is for the Kansas City race, September 11th, and it's 4 tickets. And you have pit and garage passes. You have all the access to the pits, the race team garages throughout the Xfinity Series, the Cup Series, the qualifying rounds, and practice sessions. And there's 4 tickets for the race, the Casino 400, they call it, and a parking pass. And it's really, I've done this. You're standing right next to the pit boxes for the race, the whole race if you'd like to. I mean, it's really an experience. It's really fun. We've got 4 Viking tickets for, it's Vikings and Chicago Bears on October 9th. And this is 4 tickets to the Medtronic Club section. And it's the seats are within the 30, between the 30-yard line. So it's really an elite section there. And it's all-inclusive, food, beer, wine, non-alcoholic beverages. You've got private parking access, VIP parking. And I've never been to a football game up there, but they say this is some of the nicest seats that you can get and one of the nicest club sections there. There's also 2 Viking tickets for Chicago Bears. Same game, but it's they're out in the stadium someplace, that's section 336, but okay. I have no idea where that's at. And we've got some Twins tickets, 4 tickets to a Twins game. There's, let's see. We've got 2 or 3 different bourbon bottles that are laser engraved with the 160th Night Stalker emblem and stuff on the bottle.
Oh, very cool.
And different things. Yeah, it's really, really nice. And we've got, it's a shadow box that we put together. There's a lot of different things, Corey's flight suit, different pictures, bells, different things. And the shadow box, it's a traveling trophy. Whoever buys it can display it wherever they want for a whole year. And then we bring it back and resell it the next year. And that's really a unique item for a business or somebody that wants to display it someplace. And then there's some prints and a lot of different things. And then the silent auction, you've got some pretty nice things too, a little bit smaller items, but there's usually a lot of stuff there to bid on. So it's a good time.
Again, it's this Saturday. We're talking with Don Goodnature, Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event at Greenlee Golf Course. Registration, silent auction start at 11, opening ceremonies at 12:30. The golf starts at 1. The meal, the pork chop dinner at 5:30 with the silent auction closing. Then at 6:30 is the live auction. Again, if you're looking for something to do on Saturday, especially get to the opening ceremonies that begin at 12:30. Don, thank you so much for the time, and I hope the weather, again, cooperates for you coming up on Saturday.
Yes, thanks. Thanks again. And yeah, I hope the weather does cooperate.
Again, Don Goodnature with us here on Acaint Radio. And we're going to post this interview back up on our Facebook page, also on our website as well at myalbertlee.com. If you want to get more information about the event, or I guess listen back to the interview, we can also post the poster. I'll post that on our Facebook page as well if you have not seen the flyer for the annual event. But again, 16th annual Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event, Saturday, June 25th. That is the date. It's at Greenlee Golf Course this Saturday. And I mentioned this yesterday when we talked about another event. It's my birthday on Saturday. So if you want to buy me a gift, go to the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event and donate money. Again, the scholarships they give away to area students here in Fremont County. And they've been doing this for a long time. I think Don said $3,000 scholarships to many kids. I think he said 12. Is that the number of students? That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. So, again, T-shirts for sale as well. Just a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And, again, honoring past, present, and future soldiers with that great opening ceremony at 12:30 coming up on Saturday. So thank you to Don Goodnature for joining us once again this year with a great information about the Corey Goodnature Memorial Scholarship event. Again, it's going on this Saturday at Greenlee Golf Course here in Albert Lee.